following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Homer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good evening and welcome to the jungle on the campus of B.B. Comer High School. Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns with you as we come to you tonight. It's an area contest for Coach Satcher and the B.B. Comer Tigers as they get set to take on the Midfield Patriots. And, of course, we'll be back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the B.B. Comer Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Tiger Sports Network right here on Kix 100.3. Back with more of the pregame right after this.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the jungle. David McCurley and R.J. Burns with you live from B.B. Comer High School, where tonight the B.B. Comer Tigers take the floor in an area contest. And R.J. Burns, I'm going to ask you, you've seen these Tigers play several times this year, but tonight this is going to be a little bit of a different animal.
Yeah, this is a different matchup. Obviously, you know, B.B. Comer, they're very athletic. They have a guy in Cam Gaddis, but, you know, this midfield team, they're really good. They're really athletic. They're long, so it's going to be definitely a matchup, B.B. Comer, tonight to see what they can do versus a team who actually can play a good amount of basketball.
7 days ago, I went to midfield and watched this Patriot team play against Childersburg. Very athletic. The big man down underneath, Jashawn Moore, he's a load when he gets it down there. But to me, the guy that makes them go
is Aaron Adams Martin, who's been, seems like to me he's been playing for about 7 years, and he's a senior. He knows what to do with the basketball, but they're deep and they're big and they're athletic. But you know what? Our Tigers have some things that they can look to, too, especially number zero.
Yeah, number zero, Cam Gaddis. I mean, this guy can play some really good basketball. But tonight, you know, you mentioned this guy, Adams Martin. You know, this guy, he averaged 16.9 points a game. So it's going to be a good matchup for him and Cam Gaddis. I believe B.B. Comer, they have some talent, too. But tonight they have to put it all on the floor and they have to play all the team. You know, once Cam Gaddis and those guys get going, they can really be athletic. They have a really good team, but you got to play smart and play team basketball tonight.
Absolutely. One thing they've got to do, and you know, midfield has always had the reputation of running up and down the floor, really getting after it, kind of like the way Alabama plays basketball. But this year I've seen some things to where they can play the slowdown game, too. They can beat you in many different ways.
Yeah, it's always good to be versatile. You know, B.B. Comer, they can run the floor, too, but you said sometimes you want to slow it down. Sometimes you want to see what you can do, but they're going to have to slow midfield down tonight because if they get going, it's going to be hard for them to stop. So it's going to definitely be a defensive a struggle and a defensive assignment tonight, B.B. Comer, to be assignment sound on everything they do.
And while I've got a second before we go to another break, and we'll come back here in a few moments with the starting lineups, but Greg Wyckoff, normally here doing the games with RJ, and of course they've got their hands a little full. I want to say get well wishes to my man Pruitt.
Yeah.
Pruitt Gaston, and I got to tell you, been knowing those two families all my life.
Uh-huh.
Little Pruitt had some surgery yesterday, and hopefully Greg and Mindy and of course Allie and David can get that little man back to health, and we wish him the best. A little surgery there. We're about 6 minutes away from tip-off here at the Jungle, and of course I'll give you a little tidbit, and RJ might not even know this little fact that I'm going to let you know when I come back. It's B.B. Comer and midfield tonight on Kicks 100.3 on the B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Comer Sports Network and B.B. Comer High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
From Radio Alabama Sports, this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. B.B. Comer Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Greg Wyckoff.
Well, as I mentioned, Greg's going to be out tonight, so RJ and I, and a little something you might not know. Many, many years ago in this gym, it hadn't changed a lick. Two guys by the name of Willie Jones and Damian Jeffries led this B.B. Comer Tiger basketball program. And we used to call the games in here, and it got wild and woolly, and I kind of earmarked it being named the Jungle. And it stuck.
Yes,
and it's been the Jungle ever since. But R.J. Burns will be tonight. And, of course, B.B. Comer's got their work cut out for him. But Coach Jeremy Satcher and his Tigers, Coach Courtney Jones and the Midfield Patriots, they're used to winning state championships, area championships. And this year they're no different. They're talented and they're ready to go. And, R.J., you've got our starting lineups for both teams.
Yeah, for B.B. Comer, you have zero Cam Gaddis. You also have number one, Christian Robertson. Number two, Jaden Morgan. Number five, Renato Riggins. And number 32, Caden Brown. And for Midfield Patriots, you have number two, C.J. Woods. Number three, Aaron Adams Martin Sr. Number five, Quad Alexander Sr. Number 12, Jalen King Jr. And number 23, Deshaun Moore Sr.
Now, we talked about Aaron Adams Martin being, to me, the guy that really kind of makes them go, but Deshaun Moore, you can't forget about him. He's the big guy in the middle. He's very good on the block. But to me tonight, RJ, I think the key to the game to these B.B. Comer Tigers is to make sure they don't turn the ball over too much, play within themselves, and just get on the boards and have fun.
Yeah, that's all I think about B.B. Comer. We know that athletic, they can run, but like you said, as long as they play their type of ball, they play their offense, play defense, I think it should be a good game tonight. And this is a very good midfield team, so it's going to be a key factor to see what B.B. Comer can do versus a good matchup.
Cam Gaddis and Deshaun Moore will tip it away. The Patriots will control the first possession. This here is King. We'll get it over to C.J. Woods. Now right side it goes. And back up top it'll go to Quad Alexander. Now they try to get it inside to the big man, and it's slapped away and stolen away by B.B. Comer.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing tonight. They were able to get the ball from Deshaun Moore, so see what they can do on the offensive side of the ball.
Here's Cam Gaddis. He's going to be guarded by, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Caden Brown. He come up to set the screen on Quad Alexander, and he really wasn't set, and he really got a good shot.
Yeah.
He looked like a football hit, didn't he? That's an offensive foul, so turnover, B.B. Comer, and they don't get a shot at their first possession. Here comes midfield. They break the press. They'll go down underneath and put it up and in.
And there it is, the guy I was telling you about, Aaron Adams Martin.
Yeah, it didn't take long for them to break the press. They knew what they wanted to do. They broke it, was able to score on that possession.
Here's B.B. Comer breaking the press themselves. They need to get out of the lane. They do it. And here's Cam Gaddis with the basketball. Baseline. He'll throw it back out top. Christian Roberson. He'll pull up from just inside the arc. No good. Rebound, and it was stepped on by Caden Brown. I hope he's okay. Midfield comes up with it. Here's the big man, Deshaun Moore. It's easy. Going down against Ronaldo Riggins.
Yeah, they're gonna have to find a way to stop the big man Deshaun Moore, because we know what he can do. Once he gets the ball down low, he's going to make a move, and so far he's been unstoppable.
Another turnover. B.B. Comer, three ball by Aaron Adams Martin. No good. Excuse me, by Quad Alexander, and that was Martin putting it in. And quickly, it is 6-0, and B.B. Comer wants a quick timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at FTMGifts.com. That's FTMGifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Back at the jungle, one thing I'm going to tell you, RJ, is when we're breaking this press that we're going to see right now, you can't dribble through it, and that's a couple of times B.B. Comer's tried to do that, and we've given the ball up.
Yeah, and the press, you got to recognize they are, and you don't want to try to get between the press, but you want to take your time and set up and see what they is, because right now they just turned the ball over.
And they're going to get it down underneath. Can't get it scoring with Aaron Adams Martin, and B.B. Comer comes away with a rebound and a foul. I believe this foul is going to go against C.J. Yep. No, that's going to go against Jalen King of midfield. So B.B. Comer will have the basketball. We've got to take care of it better. And here comes Ronaldo Riggins with it. They got to get it across the timeline somehow here. Here comes the Tigers, and here is Cam Gaddis. He'll work against C.J. Woods over there on that left side. And he'll step back, long three, in and out, no good. Boy, we needed that one to go.
Man, if we needed that, that would have been a good momentum shift from here. But we know Cam Gaddis, and I know he'll take plenty more threes throughout the game, so he's just getting warmed up right now.
And midfield gets it down on the baseline, and they put it in with C.J. Woods. Here comes Cam back. He gets it to Caden Brown. His shot altered by the big man, Deshaun Moore. And then a foul on B.B. Comer, I believe, in the backcourt on the rebound. And that's going to be against Caden Brown. And quickly, that is two fouls on B.B. Comer's postman.
Yeah, he's going to be careful and be smart, but I don't think he was really expecting that fast pass from Cam Gaddis. Threw that pass really fast, but big man has to be ready for that ball, but you want to be smart, especially with your fouls early in the game.
A steal by Cam Gaddis. He'll go down, lay it up and in, and B.B. Comer's first points, and his 8-2 midfield.
That's exactly what Comer needed, and is one of a player that very familiar with everybody with Cam Gaddis. Did a good job just getting the steal and getting the layup.
Long three-pointer by Alexander, no good. Midfield gets the long rebound. Another three-pointer, no good. They tip it around. And finally, Quad Alexander puts it in under the goal.
B.B. Comer's going to do a good job of boxing out. Right now they're getting beat on the second-chance opportunities. Has to box these players out in the big man now if you want to get rebounds.
And they get it down underneath. Another steal on the press. They get it underneath to Deshaun Moore. He couldn't get the first one to go. Got his rebound back. Put it in and the foul. And I didn't get who that foul was on B.B. Comer. I believe it's going to be on Jaden Morgan. Wow. 12-2 and a chance to get more. And they do. This big guy right here, Deshaun Moore, can play.
Yes, he really can. He's showing it early in the game. He's really long, too. Very athletic.
We finally get it across half court to Ronaldo Riggins. Here's Roberson with the basketball. Double teamed at the half court stripe. He needs some help. He spins out of it. He gives it down underneath, but stolen away. Here comes midfield with a two on one. I think they got away with the traveling. No good on the first one, and Jashawn Moore puts it in again and gets fouled again.
I think Jashawn Moore, he's trying to have a field day. I mean, somebody's going to put a body on him. You're going to have to box him out, because if not, midfield, they're running the ball, and once they get the rebound, they're running and gunning down the court, and they're going to have to find somebody who can guard 23 or put a body on him when the ball goes in the air.
That foul on Jaden Morgan, and so now B.B. Comer with four fouls in this game, two on Morgan, two on Caden Brown. That's not a good sign.
Especially not still early in the game.
Moore misses the free throw. He's one for two, and here comes that pressure again, even after a made free throw. They'll trap Morgan over there. Or excuse me, that's Riggins. They get it back, and an alley-oop to Jashawn Moore. He didn't slam it, but he laid it in, and B.B. Comer now having trouble with that press. Here comes Cam Gaddis. He'll go coast-to-coast and lay it in.
Yeah, Cam Gaddis does a good job of just elevating the air. Once he gets the ball and the rebound, he's looking to go coast-to-coast every time.
And Jashawn Moore beat the press and tried to slam it home. He couldn't get it to go, but he's going to be fouled. And that's going to be on Christian Roberson. And already five fouls for B.B. Comer. And only one for midfield. And I'm going to be honest with you. Now B.B. Comer is going to be midfield is going to be shooting one and one, or really two shots now the rest of the first quarter. We're just halfway through it, but this is a two-shot foul anyway.
Yeah, and it's like all the fouls are going to the guy we talked about in the pregame. I mean, Jashawn Moore, once he gets the ball, he tried to dunk in that last position. So although it was a foul, you know, it was a pretty smart foul. They stopped him from getting the dunk, getting the momentum, but they're going to find out how they can stop fouling early in the game.
Now, I'll tell you something else they're going to have to do, too. They're going to have to start getting a big man in the middle of the floor to beat this press. If you get it across half court, you've seen we can score at the bucket.
Yes, and you time to step your offense as well once you beat the press.
Here's Cam Gaddis being guarded by Jalen Smith now. Big, tall, lanky forward for midfield. Here's Roberson.
He can't push like that, Ralph.
And they're going to get 14. And that's going to be Jalen Smith. And you might have heard Coach Jeremy Satcher telling the referees that, and the call was made. Here's Roberson underneath their own goal to inbound it. 19-4 already. Here's Cam. Middle lane. He tries to get it down to Caleb Shurum, who's checked into the game, and it's too quick for him to handle.
Those type of pads that Cam Gaddis doing, you have to be prepared for those pads, because once the defense when you drive like that, the defense penetrates you and it leaves you open. So you have to raise those type of passes.
And I'll tell you, maybe a bounce pass might have been better there, but like you said, it's still a good pass.
Yes.
Jalen King will try three. That's off, and boy, they went over the back. Did again, and they're going to put it up. No good, and now we can't get a rebound to save our life. As I believe that number 21 is actually Antonio Anderson, who is listed at 24 on our roster. Here comes Cam Gaddis. He beats the press again. He'll go down, and Jashawn Moore knocked his shot halfway to the concession stand.
Yeah, Cam Gaddis was going at a high speed right there. He wanted to lay up, but at the same time, got to be careful. You got to be smart.
3:06 to go, first quarter, 19-4 midfield. Gaddis to inbound. He get it into Shurum, way out around the timeline. Now Gaddis working against Jalen Sellers, who's checked into the game. Comer will beat their man, get a wide open three from Quinn Swain. No good. And midfield with a rebound. Alexander with it. Getting it underneath. And a nice shot block that time by Christian Roberson.
Yeah, Christian Roberson elevated and just blocked that shot out of the bound. That was a big key block right there for Christian Roberson.
And they're going to call a foul on that.
Wow.
I didn't see that at all.
That was all ball. I believe they missed that one.
Wow.
David. I think the coach wants an explanation.
He said he got him on the elbow. Now, I don't see how that happened, but man, midfield at the line with Sergey Bush, who's checked into the game, and he's good. So midfield now with only one starter on the floor, and that's Jalen King. one of two from the stripe, and they steal the rebound, put it up and in with Sergei Bush, and it is 22-4.
Yeah, they got.
And we throw it away again. They can't get the shot to go, and we can't get a rebound to save our life. We finally get it knocked away, and here comes Ronaldo Riggins with it behind the back. And, boy, he is – they're going to call traveling on him. He's starting to get double-teamed. And boy, they're going to trap you everywhere on the floor.
Yeah, you have to be careful, B.B. Carmen, with the ball, but you also want to settle down and play smart because and get second and get rebounds.
Here's midfield with the basketball. They get a corner three, and it is good from the corner. I believe that was Jalen King, and it is 25-4 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
B.B. Carmen going to settle down, going to get in their offense and try to get some rebounds well, because if not, it's going to continue to be a long game for them.
Cam Gaddis just took matters into his own hands, went down the lane, and he's going to be fouled. That foul's on Sergei Bush. When you are playing against a team like midfield that's so athletic, so long, and they're quick, and they're going to trap you everywhere, spacing is very important on the floor.
Yeah, you have to be able to space the floor, because once you know where everybody's out on the floor, you can kind of navigate and see the whole court as a whole, but everybody can't be all together, because if not, it's going to be a hard way to break the press.
Gaddis misses his first free throw with a minute 55 to go first quarter. He'll get one more. And he gets that one to rattle home. 25-5. Here comes midfield with the basketball. And Jalen King will get a long three. No good. Tipped around, controlled by midfield. They'll throw it back to King. Or excuse me, Smith. They'll get it to Sergei Bush in the corner. It goes long three for Jalen King. No good. Here comes Cam. He had it stripped away from behind, and midfield's good at doing that. And here they come back down the floor again. This here is Sergei Bush with it. And it's knocked out of bounds by B.B. Comer with 1:16 to go.
Yeah, on that last drive, Cam Gaddis looked like he knew what he wanted to do in that position, but at the same time, he had to be smart. You know, he had two guys on him, but he knew what he wanted to do with that last drive.
Yeah, he just, you know, sometimes he tries to do a little too much, but right now he's probably the only one athletically that can play with these guys for a long period of time. I mean, that is a long three-pointer by Jalen Smith that went off the back of the rim and hit the support beam, so it'll be B.B. Comer basketball. Tyjavius Simmons has checked into the game. And B.B. Comer just really having a hard time getting it up the floor.
Well, one thing I know about midfield is they play the passing lane pretty well, too. So once you throw those passes, you got to be smart, because they're going to be in the passing lane anticipating each pass that B.B. Comer Tigers are trying to make to their teammates.
Comer will inbound it. They'll go into the backcourt with Christian Roberson. Here's the Tigers. Where will their offense come from without Cam Gaddis on the floor? And Roberson will take it down, lay it up, and miss it.
Yeah, that was a good take right there, but you have to finish it once you get to the rim. I mean, he's got in the lane, was able to get the pass, able to drive to the basket, but you have to be able to finish those type of layups.
You have to really put it off the glass, and here's midfield. They keep at it, and Antonio Anderson gets the bucket.
Man, this is a really aggressive press break that midfield has, and B.B. Comer has to find a way to break this press. Once they break it, you got to find a way to be able to settle down to get into the offense then.
Well, once you break it, you either have a two-on-one or three-on-one to get a good look at maybe a layup, but getting it across half floor is the problem for the Tigers right now. And this is going to be a push on the baseline. I believe this call is going to go against Jaden Sellers of midfield. 27 seconds to go in this first quarter, 27-5. In this area game, Comer yet to win an area game. They're 0-2 and not looking real shifty in this one. Here's Christian Roberson. He'll get a screen from Caden Brown. Long three, in and out, no good. That did everything but go in.
Yeah, that would have been a good three-pointer right there if he would have made it.
Midfield goes down the lane with a wild shot. That was Sergei Bush. And a long three-pointer at the buzzer by Roberson from half court is no good, and we are at the end of the first quarter, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. We'll go to the second quarter of play. Midfield 27, B.B. Comer 5. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the feel.
Welcome back to the jungle. B.B. Comer, Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns with you on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. It's all midfield right now, 27-5. Here's Comer as they'll try to get it up and under. Nice move by Simmons, and he couldn't get the first one to go, but he stuck with it and got his rebound, stuck it back in.
And that was a good, nice little up and under post move, and he missed the first one, but a good chance to make it up on the second offensive play that he had.
Starters back in for midfield, and here is a three by Quad Alexander to go, and it is 30-7. Here's another trap. Riggins gets rid of it. They'll get it to Roberson. Underneath it goes to Simmons. Back to Roberson. Right wing. He'll try to get it to Cam. He's going to beat Martin down the lane. Lay it up and in. Nice spin move by Cam Gaddis, and a good move in a bucket.
Yeah, way to finish Cam Gaddis. We know he can do. He's a very good athletic, very good aggressive player. So way to have the spin move to make the layup.
And, boy, this was just a horrible mismatch on the other end. Ronaldo Riggins giving up maybe a foot to midfield C.J. Woods, but he wanted to take a charge, but they called the foul on Riggins.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about him, you know, he wasn't afraid, although he might have had a height advantage, but he said, I'm going to do anything for the team, but just didn't fall in their advantage right here to let them foul.
At the college level and the high school level, I'm not comparing them as far as talent-wise, but how much does midfield remind you of Alabama as to how quick they get the ball off of one end and get a shot up at the other end?
Yeah, they remind me of them very quickly because, as you said, they want to get the rebound. And they want to literally run and gun the ball. They want to get it and try to score in really like 5 and 3 seconds. So they're running pretty quickly as they get the rebound.
One of two for C.J. Woods. He banked it in, and it's 31-9, and there's a steal by Aaron Adams-Martin. He'll go in. Can't get the shot against Cam Gaddis, but there's midfield to clean it up for another bucket.
Yeah, B.B. Comer got to be very careful with that pass. They're just making really silly passes right now, and midfield is capitalizing on their plays.
And I tell you, if you get it across half court, you can get a layup. They beat the press again, and Simmons laid it in. He's having a good second quarter, and there's a good move down underneath by one of their big men, Antonio Anderson. He puts it home. Another steal by midfield, and they lay it in with Bush, and it is 37-11. You cannot beat this press by dribbling. That's what you got to do right there is pass it. B.B. Comer got it down underneath to Simmons, and his shot was blocked by Anderson.
Yeah, and to your point, once they beat the press, we literally just saw it's 2-on-1, so you have to be able to finish. And postman Gabriel, if it was hard pass, the guard is going to give you.
Here's B.B. Comer with the basketball. And if you didn't think it was bad enough, Jashawn Moore has checked back into the game for midfield. We miss a long three, but there's Jaden Morgan with a backside rebound. He's playing with two fouls. Here's Cam. I don't think Jashawn Moore can play him. He can't. Long three-pointer, but is way off. And here comes midfield.
I think Cam Gaddis won a really nice three right there, but John Morris played Cam really well. He wasn't able to get the three off.
But there's Roberson to steal it away as he come around Deshaun Moore. They're trying to get it underneath to the big man.
Yeah, it looks like midfield. They just backed off the press break. So going to see if B.B. Comer can settle down to get into that offense and get a play to run.
Gaddis goes down the lane, kicks it out to Simmons, who can't get the three-pointer. They get it back. Here's Roberson. Roberson working against Woods. Simmons with another long three. That's way off. And Aaron Martin saved it inbounds, and here's Deshaun Moore with it to Woods. He's going to go down the lane. His shot blocked nicely by B.B. Comer, but midfield retains possession. They'll get an open look at three, and I'm telling you now, Quad Alexander can nail them.
Yeah, on a block like that, what Simmons just did, you want to capitalize the block. You don't let midfield get the best ball back, as you can see what they do on a second chance opportunity.
That's going to be an offensive foul. I thought we were going to get called for traveling, but that's going to be on Christian Roberson. And you can give that charge take to Aaron Adams Martin. And it is 40-11. Did you imagine this?
Well, I didn't imagine this. I knew that midfield could play well, but I didn't imagine it would be 40-11 right here in the second quarter.
With still 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Quad Alexander give up the three that time. They'll get it into Moore. Moore just backs it down and turns around and puts it in. That's just a mismatch.
Yeah, Moore just having his way. I mean, he's getting what he wants. He's getting the matchup that he likes. Once he sees the matchup, he's just taking advantage of giving and just doing his thing.
B.B. Comer got trapped in the backcourt, and Coach Satcher has to call a timeout. We'll take one with him. 42-11. It's all midfield.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network, and it is all Patriots right now. 42-11. Here's B.B. Comer. They get it. They'll get an outside look, a wide open three, and that was for Riggins, and he's off the back iron, and here comes midfield.
Yeah, that was a good pass, and Riggins could have just capitalized on the three. Would have been big for B.B. Comer.
That pass was stolen away by B.B. Comer's twin Swain, and he couldn't get the shot to go, but he's going to be fouled.
Well, right now, these free throws are going to be big for B.B. Comer. You're down. The score is 42-11, so every little point you can score, you got to take advantage of it. So we're going to see if they can start right here at the free throw line.
Jaden Sellers on the foul. Just the simple things. These free throws are probably not going to win you this game, but they may win you another game when you need them.
Yeah, so you have to take advantage of them. It looked like he just did on his first free throw.
Yeah, that was good form, good rotation, and splash. A 30-point cushion right now with the 3:39 to go in the first half. Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns with you from the jungle at B.B. Comer, 42-12. It's all midfield. That one off the back iron and no good for Swain. Here come the Patriots. This here's Bush with the basketball. They give it to Alexander. Now to King. Top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Bush. So flipping around right side, trying to get it inside to their other big man, and he gets it. And he's going to be fouled, and I believe that foul is going to go against Tyjavius Simmons.
Yes, they see B.B. Comer's in the 2-3 zone, so they're just trying to swing the ball, but they're basically trying to get it inside to their big man. And so far, it's been working. So far, if they don't score, they're going to get a foul. So they're trying to work the ball around right now.
Anderson at the free throw line cashes in on his first. And with 3:18 to go until halftime, it is 43-12. And it's not just the fact that midfield is so good offensively and they press and they get all these steals, that one in and out. But it's the defense they play, too. I mean, B.B. Comer is having trouble, you know, only 12 points with 3 minutes to go until the half.
Yeah, I mean, they play on a very aggressive defense. You know, they're trying to get the ball, but they're also being smart with it. So B.B. Comer going to find a way to be smart when their offensive possession is on the ball as well.
Here's Riggins. And they'll come trap him, and he does give it away. And here is midfield. They'll go down, try to lay it in, can't get it to go, but it's tipped in by Alexander. And, I mean, this is really starting to get a little ugly here. And that foul for midfield in the backcourt is going to be against Jalen Smith. And the one thing you don't want to see from either coaching staff is when the game gets away like this, turn it into a foul fest. There's no sense in fouling when you're up by 32 points.
Yes, no, you still want to play basketball. You still want to get better as well. So you want to improve and make every possession count.
Here's Cam Gaddis working against Sergei Bush. And I'll be honest with you, if I look down the midfield roster, and there's a pull-up jump shot. There's by Jaden Morgan, and that's B.B. Comer needs more of that as he hit it.
Yeah, that was.
Go ahead.
So yeah, that was a big jumper right there that B.B. Comer definitely needed.
Yep. Missed shot by midfield. Here comes Comer. But I got to be honest with you. When I look down this midfield roster, the guy with the basketball, Cam Gaddis, there may be one guy from midfield that can play him straight up, and that's the guy that's on him now, Aaron Adams-Martin. But he got a screen. He knew what to do with it, and Gaddis rolled down the lane and laid it in.
Yeah, he's very fast. He's very physical. But at the same time, he know what he want to do. Once he want to get to the basketball goal, he's going to make it his he's going to make it his mission, and we just seen it on the last drive.
Adams-Martin misses a long free throw, and it's knocked out of bounds by B.B. Comer. 154 to go in the half, 45-16. Here's Martin with the basketball. Long three-pointer, another one. I mean, they are just lighting it up, this one off the hands of Jalen King.
Yeah, he came right off the screen. He came right off the screen, knew the shot he wanted, and he just basically took a big three-point shot.
That foul is going to be on number 10, Sergei Bush. Their defensive pressure in this press reminds me of, you probably don't remember this, but the old Arkansas basketball under Nolan Richardson where they called it 40 minutes of hell.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like what this is. They don't care really if they foul you. They're going to push, they're going to slap, they're going to trap. And if they call it, fine. If they don't, they're probably going to get a steal.
Yeah, they're being very aggressive with it. I mean, they're not going to let up. They're going to steal. They're going to do what they can do, and they're going to get what they can get. But the good thing about midfield, they're very aggressive right now on defense.
Yes. Here's B.B. Comer. Here's Simmons. He's trying to make a move on Anderson. Gets down there, made a nice job. Just couldn't finish it, and he went for it and threw it off of Anderson. That's a nice play by Tyjavius Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons has been doing some good things in the ball game. You know, he's probably not the biggest guy, but he's trying to make sure he do all the little things that's going to help his team.
Trying to get it in bounds. They'll throw it back. And it's gotten by B.B. Comer. Simmons in the corner for three. How about that?
Yeah, this is Simmons guy. I mean, he's playing some really good basketball right now.
He's playing inspired. Here's King with the basketball. B.B. Comer almost stole it away, and they did. Riggins to Cam. And Cam Gaddis will flush it home on the other end.
That was a very good dunk right there. Very good play by B.B. Comer. They really needed that momentum right there. And that was just a very good way to get started.
And, oh, man, B.B. Comer, I believe, got away with a foul. This time they won. And they just don't have the height to hang in there with big Deshaun Moore.
Yeah, and to your point, we were talking about earlier how, you know, Cam Gaddis can really line up midfield. On that last dunk right there, show what he really can do. Very athletic.
Oh, yeah. But with Deshaun Moore and Anderson in the ballgame at the same time, that's just that's just too much for B.B. Comer to have to handle.
Yes, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to stop the big boy, especially number 23, Jashawn Moore.
He gets the first free throw to go, and it's 49-21 with 39 seconds to go in the half. You're listening to Kicks 100.3 as we're almost to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And Moore can't get the second one to go, but there's Anderson to clean it up and put it home. He just can't get a rebound over those guys.
Yeah, the big man, I mean, they're very long. They're going to do what they have to do, and it's been working so far.
And then we threw it away on the inbounds, and Adams Martin put it in. Here's Simmons with it. Give a nice head fake and laid it in.
Really good layup right there by Kadavian Simmons.
53-23. Let's see if midfield holds it for one. I believe they will. 15 seconds to go in the half. Near steal by Cam Gaddis. They'll get a wide open three in the corner. Can't get it to go. Tipped around. And they'll get one more shot at it at the buzzer and can't get it with Martin. And we'll go to the locker room. It is 53-23, a 30-point cushion for the midfield Patriots. We'll come back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show when we come back. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchoge jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
I'm Sheila Curtis at Sheila Curtis State Farm. Auto insurance shoppers are seeing big changes right now, and we're helping drivers take advantage of them. Our auto rates are highly competitive, and we help people save money when they call us for a quote. Beyond auto insurance, we also help families protect their income with life insurance designed for real life and real budgets. With offices in Sylacauga and Talladega, help is close to home. Call us today at 256-249-8188 or visit SheilaCurtis.com.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Dave McCurley and RJ Burns with you from the jungle here at B.B. Comer, where it has been all Patriots. Midfield 53, B.B. Comer 23. At times, RJ, it seemed like there was seven or eight midfield Patriots on the floor at one time. They're that quick. They're that aggressive. But what do you think B.B. Comer can do? Now, let's be honest, it's going to be very difficult to come back and win this game. But what can they do to get better in the second half?
Yeah, I think it starts with little things. I mean, number one, it starts with second chance opportunities. I feel like once B.B. Carmel and midfield go up for a score, it seems like midfield's taking everything, like rebounds, they're taking all the box out. So the B.B. Carmel's going to find a way to be aggressive. But at the same time, this press break as well, like we keep saying in the ball game, you know, once you can break this press break, and spacing is very important. But once you break it, it's like a two-on-one matchup. So you have to take advantage of the little things if you want to get better in this game.
Yeah. And, of course, there was some guys. I told you that, to me, Aaron Adams-Martin was the one that made midfield go, and I still believe that, but big guy for midfield's having his way.
Yeah, he's having a field day. I mean, right now he's leading it with 14 points. He's one of the guys that, as my coach would say, you have to put a body on this guy and box him out. You know, once he get in the air, once you put a body on him, he's going to have to be over your back. So B.B. Comer going to have to find a way to box him out. You know, he's long. He's pretty stout, too, so he's pretty strong. So
yeah,
it's possible, but you just got to put a body on him and box him out.
Yep. So they know how to hit the threes, too. But B.B. Comer, Cam, he'll do all he can. But, I mean, let's be honest, he needs help. But I felt like one of the bright spots in the first half for Coach Jeremy Satcher was number 12, Simmons. I thought he come in and gave him a little spark.
Yeah, he did some really good things. You know, he got some baskets up under the goal. He shot a big key three-pointer, but at the same time, he's playing some good defense. So he's doing this thing. But Cam Gaddis right now is leading B.B. Comer with 11 points, but it's going to take more than him. You know, Jaden Morgan and Renato Riggins, they're going to have to kind of step up and see what they can do and not put all the pressure on Cam Gaddis, because he's very athletic, but he can't do it by himself if they want to continue to get better tonight.
No doubt about it. Well, we are through with the RA Digital Halftime Show. We'll come back with more here and your second half. It is midfield by 30 right now at the break over the B.B. Comer Tigers, and you are listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union, let us cover your financial needs.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleyvale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Colmer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jungle here at B.B. Comer. Dave McCurley, R.J. Burns, you had a chance to talk with Coach Satcher there during the break and his thoughts on this first half.
Yeah, he made three really good key points. Number one, he wants B.B. Comer to slow down. He just said that don't mean slow the game down, but he meant slow the pace of play down. You know, play B.B. Comer basketball. Let's set our offense up. Let's do what we can do and let's play. But at the same time, you have to want it more. You know, right now midfield, they want the ball more. They want more shots. They want it more. They getting everything on the ball. Loose balls, so B.B. Comer got to want it more. They had to show some more aggression right here. And on the trap, you got to send somebody. You got to help other people. You just can't leave your guards hanging.
And I'll be honest with you, too, and I'm not saying this is the case tonight, but I've been covering Childersburg basketball for a long time. We played midfield now several years, so has B.B. Comer. Sometimes there's an intimidation factor with these cats, too, because they walk into the gym, they're pretty much a head taller than their opponent that's playing them. If we play man-to-man defense, they're a head taller than us everywhere.
Yeah, they're very long. I mean, you can see on the lineup, you know, all their guys are tall, but at the same time, B.B. Comer, they might not be that tall, but I feel like they can line up with these guys. They have to play their style of basketball and just be more aggressive, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and as you mentioned too, when they get in that trap on that press, you've got to be able to pass the ball. You can't dribble through it, and your spacing on the floor has to be better than it is any other time of the game when they get in that press. So midfield will get the basketball to start the third quarter, 53-23. And if this score holds up with a 30-point lead to start the fourth quarter, that clock will make it even harder on B.B. Comer to come back in this game.
Yeah, I think it is time right now for B.B. Comer to just get better and try to, you know, make correct on little things.
Here's midfield. They're going to get it inside just quickly to Moore. He goes up and puts it in, and even more importantly that's going to be the third foul on Caden Brown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was just, I mean, too easy right there for Deshaun Moore. They inbound the ball. They got him on down low. He was able to get the and one.
So Deshaun Moore will be at the free throw line with a chance to increase the Patriot lead. He'll get one. Shurum to check in for Caden Brown, I'm sure. And Moore good at the free throw line. And here comes Caden Brown. And three time will come out of the game.
Yeah, very smart decision for Coach to make a sub for him. He has three fouls. Have to be very smart with him and be very careful.
You know, the crowd not as big tonight. I got to be honest with you, nasty weather outside, keeping a lot of people home. And that semifinal football game, you've been keeping an eye on that thing. What we're looking like?
Oh, yeah. You know, right now, Indiana's up 28-6. So, you know, Oregon going to find a way to be aggressive and try to get some points on Indiana.
Three-pointer being put up and missed by Christian Roberson. And midfield will get the basketball. Little token pressure in the backcourt. C.J. Woods gets it down underneath the Moore. He is just physically pushing Shurum and Brown out of the game, and he did that time and laid it in.
Yes, and they're basically just looking for him. Once they get the inbound the ball, they go down the court. They're looking for Deshaun Moore each time, and it's been working.
Another steal in the backcourt. They put this one in with Jalen King. Comer beats the pressure. Three-pointer by Riggins. Off the mark, no good. Shurum with a good rebound. Couldn't hang on to it, though, but it was knocked out of bounds, they say, by the Patriots.
Yeah, that was a good rebound. Once he went up, got the ball, but he wasn't able to secure it as well. But that's the start to the game. You know, you want to box out and get rebounds, get small opportunities like that.
Here's Roberson. We'll get it in to Cam Gaddis wants to go baseline and steps back for a long two-pointer. No good. Here's Quad Alexander with the basketball after the rebound by Deshaun Moore. He'll go all the way down, lay it up, and in.
Man, they're just taking it coast to coast. When they get the ball, they're going, man. They're getting out in front of B.B. Comer, and they're just doing their thing offensively.
Here's Cam Gaddis. He'll give it to Riggins way out front. Thought about a long three-pointer. Now he'll pull it back out. Trying to go by Deshaun Moore. Can't do it. He'll get it inside. This here's Jaden Morgan. Little step back, 12-footer, no good. And B.B. Comer gets a steal and then loses it. That's just tough luck right there for Ronaldo Riggins. He had the steal come up from behind C.J. Woods, but Comer can't keep it. Here's Woods. They'll kick it right side to Martin, and this is going to be a foul against the big man, and that is Deshaun Moore. I think they finally got him, and I'm not saying he's done it all game, but that time he was a little too aggressive against Sheriff.
Yeah, I think he was trying to hook him. I saw the fish talk to the coach. I believe they got him with the hook. So they're going to call it every time. I thought it was a good call for the official to make.
Here's B.B. Comer. They break it 2-on-1, and they can't get the shot to go Roberson, and here comes midfield back the other way. Long three-pointer by Martin, in and out, no good. That one was from another area, Coach. That was NBA style right there.
Yeah, he definitely tried to stop and pop and pull that one up from deep downtown.
And he almost got it. Here's Cam Gaddis working against Quad Alexander. To Roberson. He'll work against King. Right side, roll around, pull up, free throw line, shot way off, and Coach Satcher's looking for a hand check foul, and I don't know if he's not right.
Yeah, that's definitely, he definitely looked like you had him right there on the shot. Very frustrated right there from the coach.
Ball goes out of bounds, and here's midfield. They get it inside to Deshaun Moore. He can't get the first one. Second one, he can't get it either, but he's going to go back to the free throw line. Let's see if they get Shurum here. They will get Caleb Shurum. And Deshaun Moore will try to add to his game-leading, I believe it's 17 points now.
Yes, and the first dunk, first point, he looked like he tried to go up and dunk it. He missed it. Was able to get his own rebound. He missed the second chance, so they eventually fouled him.
You know, for a big guy, I tell you what, he shoots a line drive free throw, but he's got pretty good touch on it.
Yeah, he really does.
He'll get one more, 63-23, a 40-point midfield lead. 5:28 to go third, and Moore's good on another, and here comes that full court pressure again. I know you want to work on things as a midfield team, and they steal it again. Here's Aaron Martin, who puts it in, and it is a 43-point. But when you're up 43 points, I think you can back off the press. But we finally break it, trying to get it to Shurum. You can't throw it at his feet.
No, you can't. You have to throw where he can catch it and we're able to get to the basket.
And B.B. Comer turns it over again. Can't stand prosperity, and I believe midfield wants to call a timeout. They'll take a 30-second timeout. Let's take one with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Calmer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
All starters stay on the floor for both teams, with the exception of Caleb Shurum in there for Caden Brown. A missed three-pointer by Deshaun Moore, and then there's a foul as B.B. Comer did a good job on the boards that time, a one and done. Now a foul on midfield. But I'm going to tell you, Deshaun Moore showing that he can step out and shoot that three. Not a bad-looking shot. He just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, I think that 30-second timeout was just for him to draw that playoff with Deshaun Moore. He almost executed it, but it didn't go in quite the way they wanted to finish.
And I think, too, you'll see probably Coach Courtney Jones will probably back out of that press, I would think. Another thing they talked about in the timeout, Shurum had a point-blank shot and missed it. Here's Martin. He can't get it to go, and it's tipped in by guess who? Deshaun Moore. He's having the game of his life.
I mean, he's trying to shoot the ball. He's trying to get everything, and he's definitely getting a second-chance opportunity. So he's just kind of just doing his thing tonight.
There's going to be a pushing foul on the sideline on Aaron Adams Martin. He has not had the kind of game that he is normally used to, and midfield will sub. They'll get him four new players, and I think they'll keep Aaron Adams Martin on the floor. They will. He'll have the duty of guarding Cam Gaddis. 68-23, almost halfway through this third quarter. And that fourth quarter will go a lot quicker, I promise you.
Yeah.
And Coach Satcher's hoping so, too. They tried to get it in to Caleb Shurum, and that's a nice wraparound. And then look at the steal by Cam Gaddis, and he lays it in.
It was a good steal right there by Cam Gaddis. Right there, he got the right place, the right time to get the layup on the steal.
68-25. Simmons to check in at the next whistle. And that's going to be right now as we're going to get a foul on B.B. Comer's Ronaldo Riggins. Simmons will come in for Shurum. Midfield will have it underneath their own bucket, up by 43.
P.J. Hooker!
And here is King. He'll drive down, that's Smith, Jalen Smith, and he'll hit about a six-foot shot, 70-25. Jalen Morgan can't get the shot to go, but he's going to be fouled by Aaron Adams Martin. That's one of those times right there where we beat the press, and I believe with a bigger player back for midfield in Martin, that's one of those times that Coach Satcher would have loved to have seen us back it out and slow things down.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a very smart, although we did beat it, but at the same time, back it up, let's set our offense up, give us time to work on the offense and try to execute some plays right there.
Missed free throw, and Comer has missed a few of those tonight as well. That's another part of the game that you can do better at without an opponent. 70-26 after one made free throw. And that one's going to go off the foot of midfield. That's Jaden Sellers who.
Yeah, that was just some good, defense right there by Christian Robinson, who's on him. And we're able to get.
Sellers thought that Robertson knocked it out. And there's a 3-point pull up by Robertson. He can't get it. Anderson. They'll throw the alley-oop, can't get it to go, and B.B. Comer with a nice rebound. Here comes Cam Gaddis with it. And an ill-advised pass goes right into the hands of midfield. And this has kind of become helter-skelter basketball here for the last couple of minutes. And here's Cam. He'll get it to Riggins, and I think B.B. Comer wants to call a timeout and kind of slow this thing down a little bit. We will take a timeout with him. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
Weather is here, and
and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network, and still on the inbounds with midfield, and they tried the alley-oop, and Aaron Allen Adams-Martin said, "What are you doing? I couldn't have caught that if I'd have been Michael Jordan."
Yeah, that alley was pretty high right there. He was like, "Man, I can't go up and get that alley-oop."
B.B. Comer got it back, and then a foul on Jalen Smith of midfield. And that's going to be the fifth team foul on midfield this quarter, and that'll put B.B. Comer's free throw line. I'm not sure who it is. I believe it's going to be Christian Roberson at the line. You know, B.B. Comer really plays, I mean, let's be honest, they really play with five guards.
They really do.
Yeah, I mean, they really don't have a lot of height. And when you take Caden Brown out of the game, foul trouble, and Shurum's probably not ready for this animal right here in midfield yet. But, I mean, these other guys out there on the field are very athletic, but, I mean, it's a lot to ask.
Yeah, that's one thing that really hurts them. You know, most teams, they have some big men, and midfield obviously have a big man, but that's one of the real things that hurts them. I think, you know, if they had some big men, maybe their team could be better than what they are, but, you know, that you want to invest in big men, especially on the high school basketball.
Here comes two replacements in for midfield, Quad Alexander and C.J. Woods back in there. Two made free throws by Roberson, cuts the lead to 42. 70-28. Here's midfield. They get it into Anderson. That's just not fair, but that's a good job by Simmons. Simmons played good defense, went up and got the rebound, and then got a foul.
Yeah, Simmons not afraid to step up. I mean, he's going to be what he has to do. He's not that big, but he's going to be very physical. That was a really good way of him to step up right there.
And you know what? He's going to be rewarded with two free throws as well, because that was a foul on midfield as they're over the limit.
Yeah, I think Simmons needs to take your time right here on the free throws. This is where you get better at, and let's see what you can do right here for your team.
2:35 to go, third quarter, 70-28. He's good on the first. And if I remember Coach Satcher telling me earlier today, this young man's only in the 10th grade.
Wow, so he still has a lot of time to improve and get better.
Get bigger, get stronger. And that's what these midfield guys that are seniors now let me tell you something, they're a very heavy senior-laden team.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't talked about that much.
But, I mean, they've been playing basketball a lot with each other for the longest.
Yes. And Antonio Anderson, who is a freshman, the big, big freshman, he just flat lost it out of bounds. B.B. Comer gets it across half court. Riggins. Now Cam Gaddis has got it. He's going to get by his man. He's going to go down and lay it up. No good, but a push on midfield. That foul is going to go against Bush, and Cam Gaddis will go to the free throw line. So midfield has gotten themselves in some foul trouble here in the third quarter, and it's costing them a few points, and I'm sure Coach Courtney Jones won't like that.
No, he definitely won't, but Cam Gaddis did a good job of penetrating right there. They're able to get to the basket.
Cam, he struggled a little bit from the line tonight. He missed the first free throw. He'll get one more. Got to put some little cushion under me there, RJ.
These bleachers are really tough, huh?
They're not comfortable, especially when you don't have any cushion back there. Got to have some fun when it's like this, man. Mama said there'd be games like this.
Yeah.
70-31, make it 72 now as midfield lays in another one. They get it underneath, and they're still in that full court press. And I get it, but Cam Gaddis can bring it down himself. He's going to get in the lane. Nice Euro step, and they didn't call it on him. He laid it in.
Yeah, that was a really really nice move right there by Cam Gaddis.
Here's Quad Alexander. He'll get to the lane, pull up from the free throw line. In and out, no good. There's Smith to get the rebound and lay it home.
They're doing a good job of second chance opportunities.
Yeah, they've had a lot of second chance points tonight. You're right. Cam behind the back. Boy, he just beat Smith, went right down, laid it in, and got fouled.
Cam just doing a good job of, hey, man, you know, we're down, the score's 33-74. He's doing a good job of just kind of taking over and getting to the rim in any way he can.
He took a senior Smith to the goal. And I tell you what, Coach Coach Jones ain't going to play around anymore. He's going to get those starters back in the ball game.
Yeah, he's not happy, and he's still doing a press break. I mean, he has something to prove right now.
That might be a long ride home on the bus for those guys. I don't know. Cam completes the three-point play, and Caden Brown will come into the game. He'll replace Jaden Morgan. So now B.B. Comer with a little more size on the floor. Here's midfield up by 38. They get it in to Moore. He doesn't get it to go, and they a little up and under move. That was pretty by C.J. Woods, and the spin gets to go home. Roberson in trouble. He gets it to Cam. Cam will get it across and lose it. Now he's trapped. They get it back to Roberson, and he tried to get it down to Caden Brown. It was slapped away by Deshaun Moore. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on the break on Cam Gaddis. And he might have got him with the body, but C.J. Woods is going to go to the line.
Yeah, I thought it was a clean block, but he might have got it with the body. But that was a good defensive play right there by Cam Gaddis.
At least the hustle to get back and try to prevent it.
Yes.
40-point lead for midfield, and now 41 as C.J. Woods puts it home. He'll get one more with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's been a long third quarter.
It really has.
Been a lot of fouls in this third quarter. B.B. Comer with four, and I think midfield's had about 10. 78-36, two made free throws. That's the way you got to beat that press right there by passing it. Riggins gets it across. Long three-pointer put up and missed by Simmons. Look at Caden Brown. He gets the rebound and puts it in, and he is fouled.
That was a good play right there by Caden Brown. Got the rebound, able to spin around and make a nice and one right there.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's his first points of the game.
Yes, you're very right.
He'll get one free throw. 22 seconds remain in the third quarter. He's no good on the charity stripe. And here comes midfield. The Patriots will probably hold for one shot, up by 40. Spin move down the lane. And that was Jaden Sellers missing the shot, but guess who cleaned it up and put it in? Deshaun Moore, long three-point attempt from three-quarter court by Cam Gaddis. No good. We're at the end of three. One more to get us home, and we'll do it in just a minute. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Well, we'll get to work in the fourth quarter. A long step-back three-pointer by Cam Gaddis, no good, and midfield's got it. And I'm really having a hard time believing that midfield's still got most of their guys in there up by 40. And this is where you could really be careful and get someone hurt that don't need to be on the floor.
Yeah, so you definitely want to be careful right here. You know, like you said, they're up by 40. You want to be careful, be mindful, because these guys are up. So you don't want to injure your key players right here.
They've got three starters on the floor. Excuse me, four starters. The only one not out there is Quad Alexander. Comer gets it down to Caden Brown. His shot altered, and he put it in anyway.
Yeah, Caden Brown with some nice 4 points right there. You know, he's doing his thing. They're getting the ball to him, and they're still pressing right now, so they have to find a way to still figure out how to beat this press.
80 to 40, and B.B. Comer steals it away. Here comes Cam Gaddis racing down. He's going to lay it up. No good. He's going to be fouled, and I believe that foul is going to go against C.J. Woods. Nope, it's going to go on Sergei Bush. And as I mentioned, that clock is going to roll even during free throws, so this fourth quarter is going to fly by pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I love the way this guy Cam Gaddis plays. I mean, once he gets the ball, he's determined to get to the basket as soon as he can, and he does it in a fast way.
He's at the line for two. No good, and he has struggled from – he's usually pretty good from the charity stripe, but so far tonight he's struggled missing that one. And Anderson there – little big man, I'll call him, comes in to replace Deshaun Moore. I think that'll probably do it for Deshaun. He probably had close to 30 points, didn't he?
Yeah.
One of two for Cam Gaddis, and they'll slow the pace down a little bit with Aaron Adams-Martin. Here's midfield. They'll feed it down to Anderson. And that big freshman trying to go to work couldn't push Caden Brown around, but he kicked it back out to Martin, and that's what he does. He was about 4 feet behind that three-point line and canned it.
Now, one thing about Caden Brown, he might not be the most athletic, but he's a strong guy, so you want to work hard if you want to get around that young man.
Three time, and he got the ball from Cam Gaddis, couldn't get it to go. Cam got it back. Now, Caden can't get it. Here comes midfield on the run. They'll kick it inside to CJ. I thought he got away with a walk.
But yeah, he definitely looked like he traveled right there.
85-41, 5:20 to go in the game. And you know midfield wants to keep pressing to get that 100 points. Hard to score 100 in high school now with that clock running the way it does. And there's a nice baseline shot by Cam Gaddis to go.
Yeah, Cam Gaddis, he's going to continue trying to take over this game, and that's exactly what he just did on a baseline jumper.
85-43, 5 minutes to go. Aaron Martin can just do it all.
Yeah, it looked like Coach Satcher wanted to travel right there, but that was a good hop step that he created in order to score those 2 points.
Midfield diving for balls. I tell you what, you know as a coach that you have a good basketball team when you got seniors that are diving for balls and you're up by 42.
Yeah, that just shows how bad they really want it. I mean, they're going to go for everything, every loose ball they can. Good hustle and good effort.
I said 42. Correct me. They're up by 44. 4.5 minutes to go. Here comes Cam Gaddis with the basketball. He'll get a screen from Riggins. Working against Bush. Gets in the lane. Trying to back Bush down. Lost it. And here comes midfield. They're going to be out with C.J. Woods, who lays it in. Woods has had a big game, too. And it is 89-43.
Wow.
Simmons, I think at this point, B.B. Comer would just be good, and they throw it away again. Woods has got it. And his shot was blocked nicely by Quinn Swain, but then they get it back and he puts it home. But nice hustle by Quinn.
Yeah, that was a very good, nice block he made.
91-43 with 3:35 to go.
Wow, they're definitely on track to score 100 points. They can score 100 in tonight's game.
Cam Gattis will step back three. That's good. 91-46.
Was a good three right there by Cam Gattis. Just taking over the game and shot a deep three-pointer. That's what B.B. Comer definitely needed.
Here's midfield. 3:16 to go. They lose the basketball. Comer on the run. 3-on-2, and they almost throw it away. Cam's got another three, but he rimmed this one out. Here comes midfield. Anderson trying to go down the lane. He'll go right by Caden Brown, but can't get the shot. Here comes Comer again. Nice dish to Cam Gattis. He puts it in and is fouled.
Really nice dish right there from Cam Gattis for number 10, Quindarius Swain. He was driving down, penetrating to the glass, and dished it off to Cam Gattis. Nice layup right there. Nice assist.
Quinn could have probably took that shot himself. Very unselfish. Substitutions for both teams coming in the game. Shurum will not be allowed because he's going to come in for Cam Gattis as the clock continues to roll. 91-48. Cam, I believe, is a little winded.
Oh, yeah, you can tell right here. He's trying to shoot these free throws.
He'll get one. Can he put it home? He can, and he'll come out of the game, and that'll do it probably for the night for Cam Gattis.
I mean, young man had an exceptional game tonight, and, you know, you play hard like him, you're going to be winning coming out of this game, and he shows he can do it all. He's had a really great game tonight. Despite the score, Cam Gattis is going to always get his.
2 minutes to go in this game, 91-49. Midfield still attacking. There's another nice block by Quindarius Swain off the hands of Sergei Bush, but it'll be midfield ball.
Yeah, Quindarius is showing some good hustle plays. It was a nice block right there by him.
Here's midfield. They'll drive down the lane. Another block by Quindarius Swain. That one off the hands of Jaden Sellers.
Quindarius Swain saying, man, everything you bring here is going to be rejected and denied, so he's doing a really good job.
That's four blocks on the night for him. He and Simmons have played well tonight for Coach Satcher. Here's Sellers. They get it to Bush. Left corner it goes. They're trying to feed it in to Anderson, and they throw it away. Here's Comer. Comer tries to get it inside, and it's swiped away by Anderson. He's going to go down and try to hit a layup. He's going to be fouled by Caleb Shurum with a minute to go.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to at least try to get a dunk right there, but that was a good foul right there by Caleb Shurum.
He can't take the whole time off the clock, I don't believe, but why is the clock stopped? Oh, well, they stop it with free throws, I think. But I don't know why it stopped. 91-49. 46 seconds to go in this one. 92-49. Sylacauga. Can you give us an update on Sylacauga?
Yeah, right now Sylacauga, they're leading the Vols 59-37. They're in the fourth quarter as well.
This clock continues to roll. This one about over with. Comer's going to race out. Can they get the layup? They can with Quindarius Swain, and 10 seconds to go, and I think midfield's finally going to wave the flag here. And that'll do it as 92-51 midfield all over B.B. Comer. We'll come back with the RA Digital postgame show. You're listening to it right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Post Game Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
The RA Digital Post Game Show here. RJ Woods, it was all midfield. They started quick, ended quick. B.B. Comer just, I mean, let's just put it like it is, just outmatched tonight.
Yeah, that was really outmatched. The midfield, they came out, they did what they did. They got the ball, they ran the court. And, you know, one thing about them, they play really aggressive. So, shout out to Coach Courtney Jones, his team tonight. They were just really unstoppable. I mean, everything they wanted, they was able to get.
Well, but I will tell you this. As we go forward for B.B. Comer, and you and Greg will be calling games, you got a game Monday night. We haven't mentioned that. Going to be up at Walter Welborn, a winnable game. And Coach Thatcher had some bright spots, I thought, tonight. A couple of guys that played well was Simmons and also Swain. And a big scoring game for, guess who, Cam Gaddis.
Yeah, I think it was a really nice night for those young guys. But at the same time, Cam Gaddis, he finished the game tonight with 28 points. So I think they have a chance to turn around and play very well on Monday. They play smart. And, you know, as you mentioned, Jadavian Simmons, he came off the bench and played really well.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what he's going to do from here on out. And they keep playing like this. So they can really do some good things up there on Monday. You know, they just have to continue to play B.B. Comer basketball. And I thought Caden Brown even had some good scoring moments. He even had some good minutes late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and two, Coach Thatcher felt like on Tuesday night they did not play well at all against a team that they can beat in Altamont. You go back up there next week as well as going back to midfield, that'll be tough. But I just really believe there's two winnable games for B.B. Comer next week.
Yeah, I think B.B. Comer, they're a really great team. They're very athletic. They're long. I mean, they're very athletic. So I feel like once they just put all their pieces together, they'll have time, you know, to try to get better Monday. And once they build their momentum on that, they still have a time to still be a better basketball team and play their type of basketball.
Well, 92-51, B.B. Comer takes it on the chin. RJ, I appreciate you, buddy. You did a great job tonight, man. Go ahead.
I appreciate you for just letting me call the game tonight with you, David.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. RJ, great young man and does a great job. And, of course, we're going to be back, or he and Greg will be back Monday night with Walter Welborn up in Anniston as B.B. Comer travels up there. For RJ Burns, I'm Dave McCurley. B.B. Comer loses to midfield, and we will see you next time on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network. God bless you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy. Edward Jones agent Jesse Gong. Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins. Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. Coosa Valley Recycling. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Another Level Cards. Omnia. Atkinson Homes. Marble City Pharmacy. Van Sant Hardware. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Wharf Casual Seafood. Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques. Broadway Spinal Care. First Bank of Alabama. Bucks Island. And Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.